What's up, you guys? It is Sheena, your favorite host of the Tended To Momcast. I am here today with Dave Cothran of Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws, a really cool sports podcast that interviews various coaches and players around the country. And I wanted to take time in Black Men Matter to talk about you all's favorite topic, which is sports. So I know a little bit about sports. I have dad, uncles, and brothers, and, you know, various relationships with some sports fans. So it was nice to talk with Dave a little bit about sports and how they play into Black Lives Matter movement and COVID-19. So hopefully our conversation picks up for a little bit of the lack of sports that we've been having. So sit back, enjoy, plug in, share, and like. What's up, and welcome to episode 2 of the Tending To Momcast. I'm your host, Sheena, and we are here with David Cothran. And he has a really cool podcast called Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws. And we'll put all his information in there. But in the meantime, welcome to Tending To, Dave.
Hey, Sheena, how you doing today?
I'm great. I can't complain at all.
Cool.
So tell us a little about Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws.
Well, Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws, I've been kind of stewing on for a long time. It's a podcast where me, myself, I'll be interviewing guys and girls primarily from here where I live, where I was born and raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that are prominent in sports. Basketball players, football players, coaches, sports writers, even some fans, parents, stuff like that. Anybody that's got anything to do with sports that I can get an opportunity to reach out to, I'm going to have them on the show.
Cool. We'll definitely have to plug you, and we'll put all the information for your podcast. Can I call it Triple F? Because that is a whole lot. Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws. We'll put that all in the details. So make sure you guys follow David's podcast and definitely interact with him, because we love to promote here at Tending To. So your podcast is about sports. It's been kind of quiet with sports. What have you been doing in the meantime?
I watch some type of YouTube video every day. Sometimes I watch whole games on YouTube, old games from the 90s, NBA games, college basketball games, and all the way up to stuff from this season, college basketball, NBA basketball.
Who are your teams?
So, my favorite college team is Tennessee, so I watch some old Tennessee games. But in the NBA, I watch mostly center around some of my favorite players. I watch old Sixers games. I used to like Charles Barkley as a kid, or my favorite player of all time is Tim Duncan. So I watch a lot of Tim Duncan videos, a lot of old Spurs games. And I'm a huge Carmelo Anthony fan too, so I watch a lot of his stuff.
Oh, cool. Tim Duncan went to Wake Forest here in North Carolina.
Right.
I do know that. I know more football stuff than I do basketball stuff, but I have most of my family is men, so I'm not a stranger to sports.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. I'm surprised we didn't get the MJ and the LeBron. And who's like your favorite player that's actively playing right now?
My favorite player that's playing right now is James Harden.
Oh, okay.
I like James Harden a lot.
Cool.
But I'm a huge LeBron James fan too, so I like him a lot too.
Gotcha. I'm a LeBron fan too.
Cool.
So switching.
We stick together because they hate us.
No kidding. And you know what? I used to be a hater too. LeBron and I are close in age. And at the time he got signed with the NBA, I was going in the military. And I was like, how does dude get all this? He got like $90 million. Like, I was like number one hater of the year. And my ex-husband was a huge LeBron fan. So he made me watch the More Than a Game. He made me watch all this stuff and was always on my back about LeBron doing this, LeBron doing that. So I eventually fell in love with LeBron. And then once I started following like his family life, I became a huge LeBron fan.
So, More Than a Game was really good too.
Yeah, it was. That was what transitioned for me, like to see, you know, kind of where he came from and what provoked his drive. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I can't even hate on this.
Right.
So we think about some more. He's a pretty vocal athlete right now, and I know he, has been told to just dribble a ball, and then, now we have the switcheroo, and we got to hear what Drew Brees says. Like, how has some of the current events regarding racism and police brutality impacted sports, even at a collegiate level, or from your point of view?
I think the fact that the athletes have social media nowadays, it makes it a lot easier for them to be a social activist because they really don't need a publicist or, communications team that these teams have. They don't need all that. They can do it themselves. So whatever their message is, they can get it out whenever they feel like it. You got Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, it never stops. So if you think about something at 3 o'clock in the morning and something is bothering you, you can talk about it. And because they are who they are, people are going to listen.
Gotcha. Are there any that stand out to you? Have there been any athletes that have said things that are controversial that are you're on their side, or are you like, I don't want to hear this, you don't know what you're talking about?
I still don't understand how Drew Brees in particular, some other athletes don't get that no one was specifically protesting a flag or the military. That's not what it was about. It was about taking a stand against police brutality and racism, and that just happened to be the time that Colin Kaepernick picked to kneel. And he never said anything. That was his own little personal silent protest, but people saw it and picked up on it and asked him about it, and then he spoke on it. And he's never once had anything negative to say about the military or a flag. I don't understand how people still don't understand that at this point.
Right. I don't either. I'm a former vet, so I don't feel any kind of, I'm not gonna say I don't feel any kind of way. I'm not, but I don't. I honestly don't, because I'm a black person first, so I definitely know some of the downside of what that flag means. So I definitely agree with you and when you said it's more of a silent protest. So how they lump it together, it was like they were just looking for a reason to discredit the protest in itself, or to deter from what it really meant by saying, oh, it's from a flag, knowing that the NFL's fan base is, oh, I won't say predominantly white, because I don't know many people who don't like the NFL, but I mean just in about America in general. Yeah, the ratio from white to black is a lot higher.
And I really feel like painting the people that were kneeling in protest as being anti-military or anti-flag was a way to turn people against them. Because they were trying to make it seem like they're traitors, like they're un-American, like, and that's not what it is. But if you can get that's one thing that's kind of a hot topic always. If you can get people to think an individual is a traitor, is un-American, then you can turn a lot of people against them. And
Absolutely.
that's what happened.
So switch
I'm not.
topics. I'm
Oh,
listening.
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go ahead. We could talk about this topic all
Oh,
day.
I was getting ready to say I'm not surprised that he doesn't have a job in NFL, Colin Kaepernick, and I don't think he's going to get another job in NFL. If you think about it, the average age of an NFL owner is 70 years old, a
Right.
billionaire white man. So 70 years ago, when these guys were kids, think about the things that they were being taught about black people.
Right.
And then some of them grew up privileged. They grew up with money, so that gave them an even more of a sense of superiority over people. So I'm not surprised that these owners obviously have gotten together and said nobody's going to sign him because it's not a football issue. Football wise, he's good enough to be on the NFL roster, but it's the other things that's keeping him from getting a job.
Right. I know they just want them to shut up and throw the ball, or shut up and play and score touchdowns, and that's not always the case, especially when you have a bigger platform. Sometimes that platform takes precedence. If you have the opportunity to speak towards it, there's no amount of money that can replace the amount of, even today, when we look at kneeling and the start of the conversation, the conversation has to start somewhere. So if you have to be a martyr for your career to start that conversation, I think, he'll go down in history for that more than he will, I won't, I just won't reduce him to throwing a ball because he was a really good quarterback. But I think when you think of Colin Kaepernick's name, I don't think you'll necessarily immediately run to his football career as much as you will his social impact.
That's very true. Very true.
So are you excited for NBA to come back? NBA comes back the day after my birthday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be interesting. I'm just trying to figure out how it's gonna work playing with no fans. What is the energy in the building gonna be like with no fans? I mean,
Right.
it's gonna be like playing at a rec center or playing a pickup game. Like, I mean, I know they're gonna be officials and it's gonna be a real game, but it's just not gonna be the same atmosphere as a normal NBA game. So that's gonna be interesting.
I think so too. I think it'll give me the opportunity to watch a little bit more. I can be extremely analytical when I watch sports. So I like to, see like the details. I think it'll help some people who are more detail oriented as far as the game is concerned, because it's less distractions, I would think, for me. And then I want to see like how it impacts each individual player, like their stats and whatnot. And then it'll really show who's been working out during this time.
Yeah, that's true. You're gonna be able to tell pretty quick who's out of shape under these conditions.
So when we think about it, there's been some changes in the NCAA, in the way that they handle things. Is if I remember correctly, like I'm not all into sports, but I want to say they did something different with the NCAA over the last few weeks.
Yeah,
Or is my
first of all, when the pandemic started, they canceled all spring sports and they canceled the NCAA tournament, which was a huge event. It was obviously that's the first time since they started the tournament that they haven't had one. So that was definitely a big change. Actually, you didn't get to crown a champion in all the spring sports. You don't. It just they didn't. Most of them didn't hardly get to start playing at all. Baseball had just barely started, maybe like for a couple of weeks, but then they had to shut it down. So
That was a
that's been a
huge
big
thing
change.
here because we live in Greensboro and it's tournament town. We had already printed glasses for the tournament. Like if you go to the bars and stuff, we got all our flyers and everything. So that was a huge impact to like the local businesses here. And then, well, we've seen like the further impact of COVID, and we're just now kind of reopening. But that is interesting, especially for like the seniors. We see it with the high schoolers, but like the college seniors not having that senior experience or that, last time to play, because not everybody goes pro.
Right. And a lot of, like you said, not everybody goes pro. A lot of them, that would have been their last time putting a uniform on ever in an organized game, and they didn't get to do it. I mean, there's really nothing anybody can do about it. I mean, it was unsafe to have all those people in one place like that at all these events. So it was nothing anybody could do. I mean, it had to be done.
Right. I wonder how it impacts. How do you think it impacted high school? I know you follow a little bit of high school stuff too, right?
I mean, there's a team not too far from here, and their head coach will be a guest on the podcast soon, Cleveland High School, where they qualified for the state tournament here in Tennessee in the state, and they never got to play. They were 35-1. The only game they lost was a game against their arch rival when their star point guard wasn't playing. So, when they had their full roster, they didn't lose a game all year and were a threat to win the state championship, and they just didn't get the opportunity to even attempt to reach that goal. And it's tough for coaches and kids, like especially high school, because you may never get a team. I mean, you may never get a team that good the rest of your career. You don't know if all, you don't know if all the dominoes are gonna fall in place to have that many good players at one time. Have a superstar point guard, a new coach, that the kids really gravitated towards. You don't know if you can ever get that right mix again. It's gonna be hard, to recreate that. So, and you just got robbed of opportunity to reach your ultimate goal.
Right. Oh, that sucks so bad for so many involved. Have you ever done any coaching?
Yes, I coached little kids a long time ago when I used to work for Parks and Recreation. I've been an assistant coach at my old high school. I coached AAU basketball, and I was the head coach for the Chattanooga Trenches in the TBT for 2 seasons, for 2 summers.
All
So
right.
yeah, I've done a little bit of coaching.
Nice. I'm gonna call you Coach Cothran. It's pretty cool. I definitely appreciate you spending time and talking ball with little old me.
Okay, no problem.
Wanted to give you the opportunity to shout out any other things you wanted to promote. Shout out your mom. Shout out anybody you want to shout out.
Oh, she'll always, hey, mom. I don't know if she's gonna listen to this, but we'll shout her out anyway. And I just wanted to remind everybody to go to at Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws on Facebook and Instagram, and at Big Dave's Podcast on Twitter, and check out my podcast, Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and you can go to where this podcast is on Anchor, and it'll send you to all podcast platforms.
Awesome. Yes, we are here for the podcast and we look forward to listening to you and listening to you and your guests. And hopefully we can, because there's a lot of guys that listen to my podcast. So hopefully we can get some of those guys over to you too.
Okay,
Well,
cool.
thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Like I said, talking sports with me, talking life with me, and from your perspective as a Black man, as a coach, I'm in the temperature of what's going on today. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and my followers here.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Well, you guys, I hope you all enjoyed this very special episode of the Tended to Momcast featuring Dave Cothran of Fumbles, Foul Balls, and Free Throws. Don't forget to fill up your cup. You can't pour from an empty cup. Your cup comes first. I will never not say that. So shout out to all the Father's Day fathers. I'm going to release this on Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all my fathers. Keep being beautiful. Keep doing everything you can for those kids. And I will see you guys next week.